And I'm still sitting here. Still sitting here wondering why. Still sitting here wondering why I'm still sitting here, when all I want to do is lie down. But I should be standing up looking for an oxygen mask or something, or searching for a sign or a sigh or something for my lungs to lunge toward. Because what is life in a house underwater, and what is left when the whole world is wheezing and worry is worn like a knit sweater in summer, and can't nobody breathe in a knit sweater in summer, in a turtleneck wrapped around my whole family, our necks caught in a tunnel of too much going on. And it feels like I'm the only person who can tell we're all suffocating. So I get up and look for an oxygen mask around the house, since my mother has been known to keep every little thing, and my father has been known to throw nothing away. And even though those two things seem like they're the same, they're not. But that's not important right now, because all that really matters is there's probably an oxygen mask around here somewhere, like in a drawer or under the couch or in the cookie can where the needle and thread live, or in the shoebox where the just-in-case cash lives, or in the cabinet where the heavy old pots live, or the closet where the spiders live. And I looked and looked in all those places, but couldn't find a saving grace. So I collapsed back down on the couch in front of the unchanged channel, and the news finally cut to commercial, and I don't remember what it was for, and I don't remember what they were selling, not oxygen masks, but whatever it was. It sent a tremor through my mother's jawline, so slight that I almost missed it. So rare that I surely missed it, to see a split second of the beginning of a laugh that never even bloomed. It was like feeding me a teaspoon of what we might, should, will, can be, all right, okay. And in that moment, I realized I'd been looking for breath in boxes, and that maybe the oxygen mask was hidden on the hinges of my mother's mouth, or in my brother's pew-pew sound effects, or in my sister's loopy handwriting, or in my father's relentless shoulders, or in the awkward family photo hanging lopsided on the wall, a square frame turned into a diamond where my smile looks so painful it makes me laugh every time I look at it now, or in the fridge stuffed in the leftover meatloaf, or the cold greens, or the grease-splattered microwave because my brother never covers his plate, and neither do I, or in the smell of new sneakers, or the feel of broken-in denim, or a t-shirt freshly washed, or a good movie freshly watched. Turn the channel. Or a phone call from a long-distance relative with a voice old enough to be sweet again, or young enough to feel like a spell cast on crying ears that need to be reminded of a small-handed, short-armed hug around the leg. And big old morning eyes looking up asking for bedtime stories, and maybe oxygen masks are stocked in the books on the shelves my mother's been begging us to read. But we haven't yet. And I figure maybe there's a breath between the pages, between the lines, between the letters and notes played on the radio. Maybe there's an oxygen mask behind the mesh of the speaker and the bass that makes me remember my body is electric, cool, and got some kind of jump and some kind of fight and some kind of flow. Or maybe there's an oxygen mask in the fuzz and frizz of my sister's hair that grows and grows like wildfire, especially when she breaks a sweat showing me new moves, and in her voice when she tells my brother to move over because he's taking up too much space. And when my brother kisses his teeth and my father kisses his kids and calls us by nicknames we've never heard before,